You didn't give me the temperature in Canada or pick a place in Canada. You know, our signal reaches Canada.
I know.
Somebody who wants us to go there is Julia Diamond, a travel expert, author, TV host. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Before we get to this, I know we have a lot to talk about. Julia, if they called you Julie, do you get offended by that or do you...
Not offended, but I do correct them.
You correct them. So you're a square, straight-on Julia.
That's right, sir. All right,
because I misspoke before and Craig wanted to call me out on it. I just wanted to make sure. So why do we need to – what's up in Canada these days other than the world champion Toronto Raptors?
Yes, that's right. Woo-hoo. Well, Canada is beautiful. I'm here to tell you about why you should consider it for a summer destination. You can't see, but I'm actually in Quebec City, standing right in front of the very famous landmark in Quebec City called the Chateau Frontenac. And right near the St. Lawrence River, it's just a beautiful sunny day here. And Quebec City is just a place that I think your listeners need to know about.
And what are some of the other parts, once we see there, what are some of the other ways to take advantage of what's happening there?
Yeah, well, Quebec City really is like a little slice of Europe in the French-speaking part of Canada. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, so a lot of history here. And it's quite charming. I mean, you can walk down these beautiful cobblestone streets and have dinner outside at these outdoor cafes, pop into galleries, you know, do a little shopping, catch some, do some museum time. And it's especially great if you're traveling with your kids and as a family. Those could be multi-generational or just with your little ones. And just Canada in general, I have to say, is a really great value destination for American travelers. You have to consider the exchange rate. So it's about 30 cents on the dollar. So you just get more bang for your buck here.
And what's the best way to get there, I guess, is a good question, too.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, if you want to see a multiple Canadian cities in a short amount of time, Holland America has a one-week-long cruise that leaves from Boston. It goes up the St. Lawrence River, goes all through New England, up into Canada's eastern provinces. So you'll hit Quebec City, where I am right now, Montreal, Charlottetown in Prince Edward Island, Halifax, lots of beautiful spots. And, you know, if you're with the kids, you can take them with a captain and do some, you know, lobster, you know, pull in some lobster traps on this really cool excursion they offer through Holland America called the Lulu Lobster Boat Ride. So kids love that. And also in Prince Edward Island, you can go to the Anne of Green Gables house and their museum, do some sandcastle building in this really stunning red sand formations, beautiful red sand beaches, clam digging. So there's just a lot of opportunities to get out in nature, you know, try some different things, try some amazing food, too. The East Coast of Canada has just the best lobster rolls, incredible Malbec oysters. I'm not sure if seafood is your thing, but it's a seafood lover's dream in this part of Canada.
Any recommendations if we maybe want to get off the boat, do some hiking, or maybe take a bike ride?
Absolutely. I mean, in Maine, there's Acadia National Park, and you can, you know, get out, do some biking and some hiking. In the Quebec City surrounding areas, there's lots of opportunities to, let's say, kayak or canoe in nearby rivers and lakes. So there are no shortage of outside experiences. If you're a golfer, there's some really great golfing in the East Coast as well in Prince Edward Island. So it depends, you know, on your family style. If you're an adventurous family, there's plenty to do. Canada is known for its, you know, access to the great outdoors. And, you know, the great thing about this particular cruise is that a lot of those excursions are all set out for you. I think one of the highlights of cruising is not having to worry about, you know, accommodations and dining and what you're going to do in each destination. It's all laid out for you. So it just makes travel a lot easier.
If people want to find out more of some of the things you've talked about or get their trip ready and planned, where do they want to go for that?
Yeah, if you want to check out my website, juliadiamond.com, I just have a new posting about Eastern Canada. But I really want to tell your readers about this special promotion. It's called Who's in Your Crew from now until July 15th. and Holland America is offering essentially a 2-for-1 for travelers and kids sail free. So if you're a family of four, this is incredibly great value. To find out more about that, you can go to their website. It's hollandamerica.com. But yeah, now if you're thinking about a cruise, in particular Alaska or Europe, this promotion now really is the time to pounce because it's such great value, as I said.
Sounds great. Julia, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks. Come to Canada.
Thank you. Thanks.